USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has released its long-awaited guidelines for reopening schools, calling its plan a roadmap to safe reopening rather than a set of mandates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told reporters that the data they have shows that there's more spread of coronavirus when schools are closed.
We believe, and the science has demonstrated, that schools can be reopened safely prior to all teachers being vaccinated. What we are finding from the science-based literature is that there is more spread that is happening in the community when schools are not open than when schools are open.
The CDC guidelines also lay out a color-coded system for reopening options, depending on the current community spread of the virus. Last month, a group of CDC scientists released a paper stating there's little evidence that reopening schools leads to an increase of COVID cases in those communities. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In the wake of President Trump's second impeachment trial, some are now asking how the Republican Party moves forward. Congressman Daryl Issa believes the party will rebuild like it has in the past. The California Republican tells Fox News that if they build on their core beliefs, he feels they will quickly regain the position of the majority party.
You know, we've got a rebuilding to do. Without the leadership of President Trump and the way we've had it for the last 4 years, we've got to take the best of Trump, the best of Reagan, the best of Lincoln, and put it all together. But we've been here before. I was a very young soldier when Richard Nixon left office. We've been in problems where one or another person was effectively pushed out of their leadership. And what we did is we went back to who we are. We're the party of smaller government. We're the party of the small business and the small business worker. And as we show that to people, we're going to become the majority party again.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Following the Senate's acquittal of former President Trump in his second impeachment trial, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized Republican senators who voted for acquittal, calling their votes cowardly.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no options because they were afraid to defend their job, respect the institution in which they served.
Trump defense attorney Bruce Castor addressed those comments, telling Fox News there's no reason for elected officials to speak about each other like that.
You know, it's appalling that our high public officials speak that way about each other ever. And the Speaker of the House is supposed to be a revered person. The United States Senator is supposed to be and is a revered person. Those sorts of comments have no place in a government that has to work together to get things done.
And Hollywood legend Burt Reynolds has finally made it to his final resting place. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101 in Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.